Braden Pittman, and so some unfortunate news right off the bat.
Yeah.
So we there was a press conference this morning. Can we call it a press conference?
I guess you could. A press conference.
Yeah, so there was the announcement that Marion County Schools will be getting shut down due to COVID-19 for the next little bit, until about January, I'm pretty sure is what I heard. We don't know what that means for us necessarily, but for now we are going to be acting as if this is going to be our last show for a while. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're going to leave it. There's been a good amount of basketball news. Gavin, do you want to get into a few of those?
Yeah, so a few things that have been going around in the NBA recently. Russell Westbrook has demanded a trade from the Houston Rockets, along with Chris Paul looking to be shopped by OKC. I would assume preferably for picks, because OKC has tons of picks looking to just continue stacking.
Looks like they're just trying to stack up everything.
Yeah, they're just trying to go all out in the draft, you know, this draft, upcoming draft. From all the picks I got last year from that Paul George trade, if you guys remember, that sent Paul George to the Clippers. And now probably looking to shop Chris Paul. Because they know Chris Paul is a great player, but Chris Paul also, to an extent, getting very old. And, you know, so trade him, picks, younger players, and really prepare for the future.
And really, he's they're trying to get him onto a... I've seen conflicting reports because I've seen people that say they're going to try to get him to a contender, but then I also have seen people say that they're trying to get him to a team with younger players, which for the Thunder, I feel like the best thing for them would be to trade him to a younger team and try to get those young assets. Like, for instance, there've been Knicks rumors if they could trade him for Mitchell Robinson or something, that would be a definite win for the Thunder.
Yeah.
There's also rumors of him going to Milwaukee for Eric Bledsoe, Brooke Lopez, and try to get a all-star floor general type player for the Bucks.
Speaking of Milwaukee, I heard there were rumors going around that Aaron Gordon, you know, Milwaukee's looking at Aaron Gordon.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't make the rules. I just say what I see.
They're just gonna try to get everybody in the league that can dunk. They're gonna trade for Zach LaVine too. Their whole goal is to just get so many people that can dunk.
They want for the dunk contest. They want it to be all Milwaukee players, so they can assure that they have that security.
Funny. Pat Connaughton, Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine, and Giannis
in the dunk contest.
That'd be great.
All Milwaukee players.
Man, I remember when Donovan Mitchell won the dunk contest, and I was like, who the heck is Donovan Mitchell? I remember when Donovan Mitchell won the dunk contest, and I was like, who the heck is Donovan Mitchell?
Oh, who the heck is Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah. Little did I know.
little did you know what Donovan Mitchell was going to turn into. But, yeah, we don't really have anything in too particular to talk about because there's nothing too much going on aside from that.
Yeah, there's a lot going on and very little going on in the NBA right now. Like, as far as spicy things for us to talk about, yeah, Russell Westbrook wants a trade. Yeah, the draft is coming up. But as far as solid information that we have, nothing's happening. Yeah. It's all just been a lot of talk. So, we're going to do some talk.
Yeah, so we're going to do some talk. I'm bringing out my inner GM, GM Gavin, GM Braden over here. We're going to make fake trades surrounding players that could possibly happen. You guys are going to see why me and Braden say we need to be the GMs.
Yeah, Pacers, this is your last chance. First ever NBA co-GMs, Gavin and Braden.
Yep.
We know you're listening. Sign us.
Yeah, we know someone from the Pacers listening right now, you know. You're going to hear our inner GM skills.
Yeah.
I was born to do this.
So, Russell Westbrook wants out. What teams fit him, Gavin? Where's he going?
All right. what teams fit Russell Westbrook? I would say the Hornets are looking to shop for him right now. Hornets, yeah, not bad, because Russell Westbrook wants to be a ball dominant player. He wants to be a floor general. He wants to run the offense just like he did back in OKC. I can definitely see him going to a team like the Hornets. I could see him going back to the Thunder.
I have a question.
What's the question?
What will the Rockets be trying to get for Russell Westbrook?
So if I'm the Houston Rockets, what am I looking for to get when, like, I'm trading Russell Westbrook?
Do you really want assets? Or do you want young players? Do you want players that'll help you win now? What are you looking for?
The way the Western Conference looks right now, you have the Lakers, right? LeBron and AD. But to be honest with you, I think that team can be beat. The Heat took them to six. I think the Lakers aren't deep enough. I really think the Clippers could take them if they just would actually get to play them.
Here's the question, Gavin Miller. Do the Rockets believe deep down that they have a chance? Do they believe that they have a chance at the finals?
I think that the players don't, because I know you saw the report. James Harden and Russell Westbrook are concerned about the future.
Yeah.
But I don't think I think they can. I think if they make the right moves, which is what I am here to do.
Yeah, as GM, they can win. The Houston Rockets.
And if I'm trading Russell Westbrook, I'm trying to win right now. Because I'm going to be honest with you. The West is pretty good, right? But it's really ran. It should have been ran by the Clippers, Lakers. You could throw the Nuggets in there. But this Rockets team. The Warriors. But this Rockets team, I think they could really surprise a few people. I think trading Russell Westbrook is the right move. But if I'm trading them, I kind of want another star. You know, like Russell Westbrook, an all-star. You could say he's a superstar because everyone knows who Russell Westbrook is. Average a triple-double back-to-back seasons. So
three in a row, actually.
Three in a row. So I would want another superstar, honestly, because James Harden and Chris Paul worked out. They went all the way to the Western Conference Finals, right?
Right.
May have been able to go to the finals if it wasn't for that Chris Paul injury that series.
Right.
And so if you can just – and Chris Paul is pretty old. I mean, he's definitely not in his prime anymore.
Yeah.
So if you can get another superstar guard, I really do think the Rockets could go places. And especially since they're leaving the small ball and going back to playing normal basketball, they could really do something.
Here's what I'll say. The Rockets missed their window. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. James Harden has shown that he has not been able to be the best player on a championship team. They had one shot when they had Chris Paul, took the Warriors to seven, and ultimately lost. I would say that Rockets team definitely would have beaten the Cavs. That was, 3 years ago?
It was 3 years ago.
Yeah. And then last year? They're 2 years ago, I guess, now. No success with Chris Paul. And then they ran. Did they get two seasons with Chris Paul? I think they got two seasons
with Chris Paul. The Rockets got. Yeah, they got two seasons with Chris Paul.
And then they had the season with Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
They've had James Harden for like six seasons. Every year they've been a contender for the championship. And every year they've fallen short. Why is that? I'll tell you why. First of all, James Harden. James Harden does not play a brand of basketball that is successful in the finals, because when teams are able to game plan against him, or actually game plan against the rest of the team, because that seems to be what they do, is they say, you know what, James Harden can drop 60, but as long as everybody else scores zero, the score is going to be 60 to 100. And that seems to be a lot of teams' plans so far, and it's worked a lot.
And that's why I'm saying the Rockets need another superstar guard. Because the problem with Russell Westbrook, he doesn't fit the team. He does not fit the Houston Rockets play. Chris Paul fit that Houston team, in my opinion, really well.
Do they need a superstar center that currently resides in Philadelphia?
Oh, do they? Would you rather have a superstar guard, like another basically scorer with Harden, or another like great passer like Chris Paul was? You know, can do both of them. Or would you rather have a big man?
Let's think about this. I think that James Harden and Joel Embiid fit way better together. Both of them are ball dominant, but also ball dominant in different ways. Mm-hmm. They were able to stagger the minutes between Chris Paul and James Harden well, and same thing with Russell Westbrook and James Harden, but they weren't getting very many minutes on the floor together. They obviously were in crunch time moments and stuff, but you didn't really during the first three quarters see them on the court together all that much. I think Joel Embiid could be on the court next to James Harden, and I think that Joel Embiid would fit very well. But so here's what I'm going to say is that Russell Westbrook said that he wants to be a floor general. Maybe you get rid of Russell Westbrook, or maybe you get rid of James Harden to do that.
And so you're throwing up possibly getting rid of James Harden?
I'm saying that maybe you trade, you let both teams do what they want. You trade maybe James Harden for Tobias Harris and Josh Richardson. They get a good asset in Josh Richardson and have to take on the cap space of Tobias Harris. Let Russell Westbrook have his team and start to build around Russ, see if he can make a championship team, and then Philadelphia is the team that has the James Harden and Joel Embiid combo.
Well, I think I can see, you know, putting up James Harden, because I feel like James Harden cares more. Even though he doesn't say it, it just seems like he cares more about statistics than he really does about winning.
Yeah.
But I feel the same way about Westbrook to an extent. Yeah. But regardless of them, move on past that. If I'm trading James Harden, excuse me, I'm going to make up a fake trade, okay? Just like you did. I'm going to try and think of a fake trade here. Trading James Harden, one of the best scorers in the league, if not the best scorer in the league, you know, prior to KD coming back this season.
Yeah.
I honestly want a nice young player that I know is going to be a top five player in the league.
Okay, so,
like, could you imagine
James Harden for Giannis Antetokounmpo?
No. Could you imagine? I wish. Could you imagine if they did that?
That'd be crazy.
That's something. That would be crazy. But imagine James Harden and, you know, they want to add in somebody else. Maybe, you know, a role player. Could you imagine a James Harden for a Jason Tatum?
The Celtics are going to be making some big moves this offseason. Okay, so here's what I was actually thinking about a couple days ago, since I was on the subject of Joel Embiid a second ago, and now I'm going to just pivot to the Celtics for half a second. The Celtics have been rumored in a lot of trades because they have a good amount of assets, draft picks, young players, and they want a center. They want they just want to trade for something. Or according to all sorts of people, the Celtics are ready to make moves.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the easiest way for them to get Joel Embiid on the Celtics?
All right, so to get Joel Embiid on the Celtics,
because, and here's the thing, is that the 76ers have said that at this point they're willing to break it up. So that's why I am proposing this, is because they're ready.
All right.
So are the Rockets.
Okay. The Celtics. It's definitely going to take picks. If I'm the Celtics, I want to try and keep majority of the roster I have, because that is a really, really good roster.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, you know, like,
the only position that they're lacking in
is center.
It's center.
And they got rid of Al Horford.
Might have been a good move. Al Horford played awfully this year.
And I do think that was a good move. Why can't I remember their center's name right now?
They have Daniel Theis, Williams, the Time Lord.
Daniel Theis, probably throw him in there because, you know, if the Sixers are looking to trade a center, they'd probably, you know, like to have another center they can go to, you know what I mean? So Daniel Theis, throw in some picks, a first rounder. I don't know all the Celtics picks off the top of my head. I don't know what pick they would estimate. They're probably 20-something if it's their pick and they didn't trade for another teams.
Would you do Kimball Walker? No.
No.
Would you do Marcus Smart, Daniel Theis, two first-round picks for Joel Embiid?
I was going to say Marcus Smart. That was kind of the first person that came to my mind, but then I thought about his
Marcus
defensive
Smart
presence.
Is a very valuable player.
He is, and that's what made me bring up the point. I would want to keep majority of the teams because I thought about packaging Marcus Smart in a few picks, right?
See, but is Marcus Smart more valuable than Joel Embiid?
That's a good question.
Joel Embiid has shown He's all-star starter, all-NBA player.
Yeah.
All-defensive player.
Obviously, Joel Embiid is a better player than Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
But is he a better fit for the Celtics than Marcus Smart?
That's a good question. Could Jason Tatum play next to Joel Embiid? Because Jason Tatum does do a good amount of like mid-range post-ups.
Yeah.
And Joel Embiid obviously very post-dominant. Can Joel Embiid shoot enough to make it worth investing in him? Can he upgrade that three-point shot?
I feel as if Joel Embiid has chemistry issues. I don't know if it's just me, but that dude cannot get along with anyone except for Ben Simmons, it seems like.
I mean, they don't even get along that well, do they?
Have
you ever seen a picture of Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons hanging out?
No.
Like, you see that with every other star. You see James Harden and Russell Westbrook out to dinner together. You see LeBron and Anthony Davis out hanging out at LeBron's house. You see Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green going on group vacations. You see LeBron going on vacations with Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, and Chris Paul when they were all on different teams. Yeah. Banana boat crew. You don't see Joel Embiid hanging out with anybody else. You don't see Ben Simmons doing that.
I remember watching a Pacers game this year. And it was Pacers, Sixers, and it hit halftime. And I can't remember who Joel Embiid got into. He got into a fight with his own teammate at halftime. Yeah. At halftime. You still have a whole court. You still have a whole another half to go, and you're getting into fights with your teammate, going into the locker room.
Yeah, he doesn't seem the most mature.
He is
clearly an incredible player.
I mean, can you really trust someone who is, how old is Joel Embiid?
26, I think.
26, 27.
Around there, yeah.
Can you really trust someone who just now got their driver's license at 26 years old?
All right, he came to America when he was in his late teens.
Yeah, that was a joke.
So, yeah.
But still.
I do see a lack of maturity there, and maybe that's something that can be developed upon. I definitely do see that he wants to win, though.
Yeah.
He definitely cares about basketball, and he wants to be a winner, and I think that the Celtics could be a team that helps him do that. Pivot back to the Rockets real quick. Where does James Harden even fit? Where does Russell Westbrook even fit?
Like, with just teams in the league?
Yeah.
All right.
Russell Westbrook, so we'll just explain how he plays real quick. Head down, run towards the basket.
Yeah.
That's his offensive strategy. He will shoot threes. He doesn't make them too often. He'll shoot mid-ranges. He's pretty good at mid-ranges, actually. But he just, like, his jump shooting's not great. He is really crafty around the rim. He gets free throws. He's a good defender, good rebounder, good passer.
He's a great player, not a great shooter. Russell Westbrook is a pure slasher.
Yeah.
Just straight to the rim, you know, contact dunk, acrobatic layups, just...
The 2K references.
Yeah, all the 2K references. Yeah. I mean, that's Russell Westbrook. But where can Russell Westbrook fit in the league?
Where does he even fit? So here's what I said earlier, which might have been kind of a joke, but maybe not that much of a joke. Play Russell Westbrook as the center on the Warriors.
Yeah. So Brandon did say that.
That's not... I'm joking, but am I really? Because he's like 6'4". He definitely... can rebound. He's shown that before. He's probably the best rebounding guard in the league, maybe league history. He's a willing passer. He will shoot. And he's definitely willing to be the only player on that team that can't really shoot from the perimeter. I think that a lineup of from point guard to center, having Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, Russell Westbrook is one of the most unstoppable teams I've ever seen.
I think the only reason I don't think it would work, not saying they wouldn't go to the finals or anything or win, but more, well, now I don't think they would, I don't know if they would win with that lineup, but I'll talk about that. The only reason I could see that not working is because Russell Westbrook, like I said, wants to be a floor general.
Yeah,
He is not being a floor general. With Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond, Westbrook, Wiggins. I mean, he's above, I would say, you know, Wiggins, That's a finger down. Russell Westbrook's over him, lead floor general-wise. Being a, you know, main player on the team. Draymond Green, put a finger down. That's, you know, there's Russell Westbrook over those two players. Then that leaves you with Westbrook himself, Steph, Clay. That's when Westbrook's finger goes down.
Yeah.
Like, he has two whole players, in my opinion, both Klay Thompson and Steph Curry in front of Westbrook.
Yeah. And especially as far as, like, leadership on the team, I'm putting Draymond Green and Steph Curry in front of him as far as just leading.
That's the only reason I say that team wouldn't work. I mean, like, if he can't play with one other superstar and James Harden and do it,
yeah,
then nobody's going to be able to do it with three. But he did play with Kevin Durant. I feel like he did fine with it.
Yeah. Okay. I have four more teams to go through.
All right.
For Russell Westbrook. Pistons, he would be the floor general. He would have Blake Griffin to toss lobs to. That one is, yeah, he would fit there.
Yeah, I think
they could sign and trade Christian Wood for Russell Westbrook. I think both teams would come out good there. That's just kind of like a pretty basic answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the Knicks will trade anything for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Like, yeah.
The Knicks would give up Mitchell Robinson and RJ Barrett for 8 minutes of Russell Westbrook. They have a history of signing or trading 30-something guards with 3,000 knee surgeries. That's just something that they do. Then, I said I had four teams, and I can't think of the third one.
What about...
I was going to say the Indiana Pacers. Now,
I've talked about that before.
I'm going to try to get... I think that a lot of Pacers fans won't like it, but here's going to be my most realistic path to Russell Westbrook. Trade DeMontis Sabonis, our first round pick, for Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook will play point guard. Malcolm Brogdon will be shooting guard. If we can keep Oladipo, he would be at small forward. Miles Turner at center, and then we could have TJ Warren at power forward. That team can all shoot except Russell Westbrook. He's not a great shooter, but he will definitely be able to, we can space the floor. We have a new coach, the Raptors coach, that is very willing now to have Miles Turner stand on the perimeter when previously our coaches would never do that. And we can have Russell Westbrook run in and dunk. And if he can't dunk, pass it out to a shooter. And I think that is a pretty dang good
and
Russell Westbrook-centric team.
You know he's going to be able to dunk, though. Russell Westbrook, you know it. I mean, there's a what if, but there's a 99% chance he can dunk on anyone in the league.
And then you have Victor Oladipo as the second, and then you have Malcolm Brogdon as the third, or TJ Warren as the third. You have a lot of scorers. You have a good amount of defensive presence there. I think that is a solid team.
What if I said that instead of trading Sabonis, you throw in Miles Turner instead? Maybe throw in a few more picks. Or
I could, and then I would also say that probably you'd have to throw Jeremy Lamb in there.
I was going
to
say another player.
Yeah.
So could you? All right. So we'll throw in,
especially to make caps work.
Yeah, we'll throw in Miles Turner, who's under a way less of a salary than Westbrook is. Westbrook is still making 30-something million a year.
Well, I think Miles Turner makes like 20 million.
Yeah,
but yeah. So I would say that you could probably do Miles Turner, and then maybe Aaron Holiday or Jeremy Lamb. Aaron Holiday's younger.
I would say, I would throw in Jeremy Lamb. Jeremy Lamb has played way back. He played with KD.
He did just tear his ACL, though, which is unfortunate.
I would package Jeremy Lamb. If they take that deal, maybe you have to do Aaron Holiday. I would still do him either way. I think Aaron Holiday is not turning out to be a crazy good player, in my opinion. I mean, he's a decent player. I don't think he's not turning out like Drew Holiday, in my opinion, like, you know. So I could see like Miles Turner, Aaron Holiday, or Jeremy Lamb, maybe a first rounder. Do you think two first rounders?
Probably.
So we do that, and then you can have, like you said, Westbrook at the one, then at the two, Malcolm Brogdon, Victor Oladipo at the three. Then you can keep Sabonis, which would be nice.
Well, who would play center then?
You could throw...
I think Sabonis is naturally more of a center, but we played him at power forward because we had Miles Turner.
Yeah. I think you could bump Sabonis down to center and then run that same four as TJ Warren at power forward.
Yeah. And you could do that. But so then you're missing the spacing because Sabonis doesn't shoot. And I think that like, genuinely, if we want to move this team forward, like, I like Sabonis. I think he's a good player, and I think he's a good guy, but I think that he does not make sense for the Pacers if we're trying to become a more modern NBA team, which, yeah. Literally, if you look at every other player on our team, we have a very modern team. We have a bunch of shooters, and, like, we have tall shooters, we have small shooters, we have fast guys, and we have just a team that, if we did get a star, we could build around and have a lot of... I think that we would be a very good fit for Giannis if Giannis was on our team, but he obviously isn't coming. But I think that that is a, we have a solid team to build around him, or like Kristaps Porzingis, or just a huge, like another shooter or somebody that can drive really well. But I think that Russell Westbrook could fit really well on our team.
I do think Russell Westbrook could honestly fit pretty
well.
And
he would clearly be the floor general. Mm-hmm. Oladipo would be a very good second option. And that's if Victor Oladipo wants to stay, which I heard recently that there was people saying that Victor Oladipo was asking other players' benches or other teams' benches if he could come play with them. So
I heard, I think it was around last month.
Seems like maybe gone are the days of "This is my city," Oladipo.
Yeah, I think I heard this about last month, 2 months ago. Oladipo doesn't want to stay.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to play for the Pacers anymore.
Which is unfortunate, but I think that other teams right now are... I haven't been that high on Oladipo since his first season.
Okay, listen. What if instead of trading Miles... So Oladipo wants out. What if you throw him in there? Oladipo. Throw Oladipo in the trade for Westbrook. Oladipo.
Instead of Sabonis?
And yeah. Then you can keep Sabonis. Keep your Miles Turner. Keep Westbrook. You're just switching out guards at that point.
A lot of fans want to get rid of Miles Turner, and I don't get why.
Yeah, I understand why. It's mainly due to the fact that I feel like he's soft. He is not a hard physical. Not hard physical as in, like, back to, body straight to the bucket type player. He's not like that. I mean, like, he... Rebounding wise, that dude cannot seem to grab a rebound for some reason.
Yeah,
he's not a bad defender. We know that. Yeah, but he's just really soft for a center. He's not I don't know.
And I understand that. I understand why people would get upset. I've never seen that as his game though. Whenever I watch him play, I never think that that is what we've wanted, or I think that that is what Nate McMillan has wanted him to do, but that isn't what he's, like, built to do. You know? He's, like, a very 3-and-D player, and that D meaning he will swat away any shot, and then he will get on the other end, and he can shoot the mid-range, he can shoot threes, and he can get inside a good amount. But his job is never to be the main scorer, and his job definitely has never been to... get a bunch of rebounds, because he hasn't.
Yeah, and I can see where you're coming from with that. I just think
people for four seasons have expected him to get a bunch of rebounds, but he never has.
Yeah.
So lower your expectations.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. I think that people, when they see a center, how tall is Miles Turner?
He is 7 foot.
7 foot, yeah, okay. 7 foot, a 7 foot center. You automatically assume you're getting rebounds. That's expected of you. You know what I mean? Like, people expect that out of you.
Yeah.
We're like, even if you're not, you better be scoring and playing defense at Anthony Davis's level. Because Anthony Davis is terrible at getting rebounds for some reason. We talked about that before he came on. But yeah, he's Anthony Davis. Yeah. Arguably the best defender in the league, arguably.
Yeah. Could have won defensive player of the year.
A lot of people say he got robbed of it. Proved it in the NBA Finals. Proved it all throughout the bubble. Crazy. Almost led the league in blocks. If he didn't, he might have.
Can we talk about a weird dream I had last night real quick?
What is it, Braden?
It's NBA related. Mm-hmm. But we were on the topic of awards. So, I had a dream last night that LeBron James just got announced as this year's MVP. Yeah. Like, for the last season. Like, just now, halfway through the off season, they were like, and the MVP, LeBron James.
What? Okay.
And then, like, everybody was just like, what? We thought Giannis won. And then it was just, like, a video of LeBron holding up the MVP trophy, and everybody was like, that's weird. And then that was the whole dream, and then I woke up.
That was it?
Yeah.
So are you like a fortune teller?
I don't know, but
is LeBron going to win it
now? If in the next couple days they just announce out of no way that LeBron was the MVP, then you know who to blame.
If LeBron wins MVP this season, we'll go back to that. If we, you know, if we do, of course. But
yeah. But yeah, I could see. It's just a really weird. Our team's really weird right now. Pacers are really weird right now.
I just think a lot of people, a lot of Pacers fans are not going to want Russell Westbrook going to our team. I'd say 90% of the Pacers fans are not going to want Russell Westbrook, even if he's a good player. A lot of Pacers fans don't want players with big attitudes. I feel like Russell Westbrook has a huge attitude, you know, mean mug.
But, I mean, I could just say with that attitude, a lot of Pacers fans don't want to win.
That is true. I mean, you could have Michael Jordan, but if he has an attitude, they don't want him.
Yeah.
You have to realize.
If that's you, hey, I respect it. Yeah, if you don't want players that are going to talk a lot, sure. But I think that I would rather have Russell Westbrook and make it to the conference finals than another first-round exit.
Yeah, because I just...
Somebody who's proven themselves to be a good player.
There's times you just have to accept the fact that majority of the top players in the NBA have attitudes.
Yeah.
And they have attitudes because they know they're the best player in the NBA. I mean, I'm going to be quite honest with you. If I was a top player in the NBA, I would have an attitude on the court. Yeah. I would talk trash. I would, you know, because I know I can back it up. LeBron James can talk all the trash he wants. You know he's going to back it up. And he's LeBron James.
Yeah.
Like, and I just feel like I guess I'm going to keep honest with you. That's what I would do, the same thing.
Okay. Speaking of Pacers and crazy trades, Ben Simmons instead of Russell Westbrook. Pretty much the same trade. We could trade Victor Oladipo, maybe, for Ben Simmons. And that could be pretty close to a one-for-one.
Yeah, this is, like you said, very close to the same thing as a Westbrook trade, except for the Sixers don't need any more centers.
Yeah.
They need guards now, which is where, as you said, Victor Oladipo would come in and play. Jeremy Lamb, potentially. Two first-rounders. Victor
Oladipo, I don't even think we'd have to give up that much.
You don't think so?
No, I think that they want to get rid of Ben Simmons. I think that a lot of the league has realized Ben Simmons is like starting to peak pretty soon and that he's not going to start shooting. And I think that, again, we are one of the few teams that is built that we could handle a player like Giannis, Ben Simmons, and Russell Westbrook that are really good at driving and passing but not at shooting. I think that we're one of the few teams that is built very centrically around that. And so I could definitely see us, I don't think it's going to happen. I think that the Pacers never do anything big. And I feel like that Ben Simmons would say, please, for the love of God, don't trade me to Indiana. but I definitely think that we could make that work. And right now I'm just trying to imagine Ben Simmons in a Pacers uniform, something I never do with any players ever, just because it always seems so ridiculous. But he looks good in it, and I think that that would definitely help our team out, and I think that he could definitely develop here more than in Philadelphia. Because, I mean, like, let's talk about Philadelphia fans real quick.
We always talk about Philadelphia.
Let's talk about Philadelphia.
Sorry, fans. Philadelphia, we're going to have to go in on you again.
Remember when Philadelphia had to grease all of their street poles in the entire city because they were about to be in the Super Bowl? Remember when after they won the Super Bowl, that one fan ate horse poop off the street?
That is disgusting.
Yeah, remember? Philadelphia fans are a little intense about their sports. which is not maybe the best environment for a young Australian kid to immediately get dropped into as, hey, this is basketball. You know?
This is basketball.
This is the NBA.
But it's,
every fan hates you.
This is basketball, but Philadelphia edition.
Yeah, this is basketball too.
The Sixers edition of basketball.
You hit hard mode on basketball.
You've skipped recruit difficulty. You went all the way up to veteran now.
Not only do other teams hate you, but so does your own.
You've went all the way from rookie difficulty to Hall of Fame difficulty the second you get drafted to the 76ers.
But yeah, Ben Simmons, I think that if he had a change of scenery, maybe he would open up to shooting more. Or maybe just he could develop some more, you know? I don't think that he necessarily has to shoot to be good. We've seen other players that haven't, like, Giannis hasn't learned to shoot, and he just won back-to-back MVPs. And I'm not going to say that Ben Simmons is on a Giannis projection, because I don't think that's true. But I think that he could definitely, like, add to the team more than Victor Oladipo does.
Yeah, I agree. I think Westbrook would be a better fit for the Pacers.
Yeah.
Because the thing about Westbrook is we say he's not a terrible shooter, or we say he is a terrible shooter.
But he shoots.
But he shoots, and he will make them.
Yeah.
I know you remember, the game that he beat Oscar Robertson's record the first year after triple-double against the Nuggets late in the season?
He hit that one three with like 2 seconds
and left. It was pretty fun. It was almost from half court.
Yeah.
Just a little bit in front of half court.
That's that confidence and that, like, he definitely is clutch.
I mean,
that's the difference between a 33-year-old and a 26-year-old.
Yeah. And I see Westbrook when he shoots. And when Westbrook shoots, I'm like, I don't automatically say, okay, that's not going in.
Yeah.
With Ben Simmons, I say that.
I mean, he is a bad jump shooter. He's one of the worst jump shooters in the league. But he is a shooter still. Or not a shooter, but he shoots.
Like,
and if you're shooting 5 threes a game, he's going to make 2 of them.
Yeah, you have to realize, even though he's one of, I wouldn't say the worst shooters in the league, one of maybe the worst shooting, like, guards-wise in the league, does that say that much? He's in the NBA. You know, he's going up against some of the other, you know, best shooters in the world, so, you know.
And, I mean, I feel like his coaches would make him stop shooting if he was really that
detrimental. Feel like, Westbrook has games, too, like, where he just has good shooting days.
Yeah.
Like, the thing about Westbrook is the only reason we say he's a terrible shooter is because he'll come out and he shoots 5 threes and makes 4 of them. The next game he goes out and shoots 7 threes because he went 4 for 5, so now he thinks he's Steph Curry. Shoots 8 threes and makes 1.
Yeah.
Like,
and again, not a great shooter, not even a good shooter, but at the same time, he shoots.
I would say he's a decent shooter, just an average shooter.
He's below average.
You think he's below average? Yeah.
He's definitely, statistically, he's one of the worst shooters in the league.
Statistically, he is.
In actuality, if you actually look at the shots that he's taking, then it's probably a little better. But final verdict on Ben Simmons versus Russell Westbrook coming to the Indiana Pacers. This is what I'll say. Neither one of them are coming to the Indiana Pacers.
We did all that for no reason.
No one has ever signed with the Pacers or been traded to the Pacers that has made an all-star game. It doesn't happen.
I'm telling you, that's a problem with Indiana. The Pacers.
It's just because we're a small market team. Same thing happened. Yeah. I mean, but the Thunder are a small market team, and they got Paul George and Carmelo Anthony.
They've had Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, James Harden.
Yeah, but that's good drafting, too.
That is
good drafting. Which is something that the Pacers haven't ever had.
Remember when we drafted Kawhi?
And then traded him?
Yeah.
Our front office is kind of lacking sometimes.
Yeah, that was terrible. It was embarrassing. If you're a big Pacers fan and you can just sit here and think about the fact that the Pacers drafted Kawhi Leonard while they had Paul George.
We could have had it. We could have had the Clippers.
You could have had the Clippers before the Clippers.
We could have had
the Clippers. You could have had a ring. The
Clippers.
They had a ring. Right now. They had a ring. They had a ring. They had a ring right there.
Yeah. If they wouldn't have traded Kawhi, then I'd be sitting here right now and I'd say, man, I'm really glad that we still have Kawhi and Paul George on the Pacers. Glad we don't have to get Russell Westbrook. Man, I would hate to be the team that has to deal with Russell Westbrook.
You could sit here and be
I could sit there confidently and not say, oh, maybe we'll get Russ.
It's very sad. Maybe we'll get Russell Westbrook this year.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook.
Pacers, all I'm saying, sign me.
Russell, you know what they call him? Brick-a-brook. That's what they call him.
Westbrook.
Yep. But some people call him Beast-a-brook.
Yeah.
Nah, he's not, you know.
I just want to be in the second round.
I know, man. I'm telling you.
I'll follow the Pacers for 82 games in a season. I'll watch every single game for half a year. And then you guys disappoint me with a first round sweep.
Every year, the last 4 years.
I just want to make it to the second round, please.
3 out of the last 4 years, they've been 4-0'd.
I just want hope.
I am telling you, if the Pacers can get a superstar, they'll be fine. The last time they had a superstar was Paul George. That was the last time they went to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they took the Heat to like 6 or 7.
And we made it like 3 times in a row.
Yes, like, oh my God, just you guys, the Pacers need a superstar. Either, but they just won't get one.
Listen. Nate,
whatever they call
you. Yeah, whatever your last name is. Please take over drafting. And please, please, for the love of God, tank.
Tank. Like, tank. If the Pacers would get a superstar, they would be fine. I'm telling you, they would make it easily to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Trade Victor Oladipo, Domantas Sabonis, and Miles Turner for Jason Tatum. Hit Jason Tatum in the knee with a sledgehammer.
Oh, man.
Tank for a year. Get whoever next year. I don't know who's in the draft. Somebody good. And then
somebody.
We'll have just a good, solid rebuild. Please. I'm fine with not making the playoffs for 5 years. As long as, God, if you're a Kings fan and you just heard me say that, you wept a little bit. I'm fine with not making the playoffs for like 5 years. As long as when we come back, we have like 2 All-Stars.
And then you realize that sledgehammer you put into Jason Tatum's knee, and now he's terrible.
Yeah, now he's terrible. He's 35, can't even jump.
You've ruined his career with that one. I'm telling you, though.
I just want the front office that will do things.
You guys need to blame. If you're a Pacers fan, it's not even your... It's one person's fault for all of this. You know who that person is?
Who?
CJ Miles. Blame CJ Miles for taking that shot, because if he wouldn't have took the shot, maybe Paul George would have stayed. Maybe. But since he just said, no, I am Michael Jordan, and decided to take the shot, a contested mid-range shot, and missed it, and he made Paul George rage quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blame CJ Miles. And now he's not even in the league anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just blame CJ Miles.
CJ Miles.
Why would you do this to us?
You're the reason that I'm sad.
Why, CJ? Why'd you do it?
Is that all we have for today?
I don't know. Is it there? I can find some other stuff. There's stuff you want to talk about easily.
If we wanna just say, just give a quick shout out to the Boston Celtics who want to trade for everybody. Where's Montrezl Harrell going, Gavin? Montrezl Harrell.
Ooh.
Is he gonna be sign and trade? Is he a restricted free agent? What's happening?
He is a restricted free agent. But he should be sign and trade. I don't know any Clippers fan that wants Montrezl back. Wants him back on the team. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know a single one that says, I want Montrezl Harrell to stay on this team. Because he has... we just talked about how attitudes aren't that bad unless your name is Patrick Beverley or Montrezl Harrell. Because most of the players that have attitudes can back it up because they know they're superstars in the league. Montrezl Harrell refuses to start.
Yeah.
You can't have an attitude. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to have one.
Yeah, sixth man of the year can't say that he's...
Like... It's, no, you're not allowed to. So, I like, trade him. I don't. Where is he going? I don't care. For who? I don't care what it's for. Just anything. Get him out. Just, like, we need him gone. Cut him. Send him to the G League. Anything right. That gets Montrezl Harrell off the Clippers, just take him off. Because, if I'm being realistic, though, what I would want to trade Montrezl for, probably picks. I think there's a lot of teams that would like want Montrezl until they got Montrezl and realized, why did we do this? So I think if we can just like, you know, if the Clippers could just finesse some draft picks, a first round pick, like a first, and maybe just a solid little, you know, for cap reasons, another player.
Right.
Like not like a crazy player, not an all-star or anything, like just another player, you know, to even out the cap and a first rounder. I would do that. Because, to be honest with you, Montrezl he has problems with everybody. He's like Joel Embiid, but a lesser version of Joel Embiid. He has problems with everybody.
Yeah.
He has no team chemistry. He has anger issues.
He yelled at Luka Doncic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he is not good for the Clippers. He's not good at all. Doesn't fit with anyone.
Yeah, I feel like none of the players on the Clippers even like each other. Montrezl Harrell to the Raptors. That's my guess.
That's big bold prediction. The Raptors. Yeah. I'm trying to, I'm trying to think. Like, I mean, anywhere. Like, at this point, because if you guys don't know, I'm not really a Clippers fan. I'm a Paul George fan, unfortunately. I seem to say this every time. Unfortunately, I'm a Paul George fan. I've been a big fan of Paul George since he came out of Fresno State and got drafted back when he played shooting guard instead of small forward. And now he's back to playing shooting guard. But still, I've been a big fan of Paul. I'm a huge fan of Paul George. So wherever, I just want to see him get a ring. That's really all it comes down to. I want to see Paul George get a ring before his career is over. And this is, and Montrezl Harrell is stopping that. And I want him gone now. Okay. He should be gone.
Here's this. Here's this. Okay. Serge Ibaka re-signs with the Raptors.
Uh-huh.
The Clippers re-sign Montrezl Harrell. Trade Montrezl Harrell for Serge Ibaka.
I'm 100% fine with that. I'm down with that.
Serge Ibaka, there's been rumors he's going to the Lakers.
That would be overpowered. I don't want to see that.
The Lakers just keep signing old centers.
They just say,
who's the oldest guy we can get?
I'm telling you right now, if the Clippers got Serge Ibaka, that would be a blessing. Serge Ibaka, good defender, really good shooter for where he's at in his career.
Yeah, he can hit those mid-range shots.
He can hit threes.
Yeah, he has hit threes.
I mean, he's
not great at it.
He's not great, but I would say he's consistent enough that I would let Serge Ibaka shoot.
Montrezl Harrell doesn't shoot threes.
He can't shoot. Yeah, Montrezl Harrell does not shoot. Serge Ibaka, good free throw shooter.
Yeah.
Gets fouls. He can drive. Good defender. Like, Serge Ibaka. Yeah, nickname is Serge Blocka.
Yeah.
For how, because he gets, or at least back, in the Thunder days, a lot of blocks. Still is a good defender.
He's an incredible defender.
Like, Serge Ibaka would be a great guy. Have you seen his little cooking show thing? Great. He seems like a great guy.
Yeah.
He seems really cool. Nice. Really chill.
He'd like the LA life, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a really, really good teammate. I've never heard anyone go off the record and say, I hate Serge Ibaka. Yeah, Serge Ibaka's a terrible teammate. Mean. Yeah, like, I've never heard anyone say that. When Russell Westbrook left, I mean, I guess Serge Ibaka left before that, I've never seen Russell Westbrook say anything, and Russell Westbrook says a lot of stuff about a lot of people. Never heard him say anything about Serge Ibaka.
Yeah,
Kawhi is good friends with Serge Ibaka. So, maybe Kawhi's on the Clippers. They're good friends. They want to ring together. Serge Ibaka goes to the Clippers. You know what I mean? I would love to see Serge Ibaka go to the Clippers. I would love to see that so much.
Yeah, I think that would fit really well.
I think Serge Ibaka could almost fit with any team in the league.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think every team would love to have Serge Ibaka.
And, like you said, he seems like a really good teammate. I feel like there's, almost nothing, no downside to him, even if he just comes off the bench for you.
Yeah, Serge Ibaka is like a dream player.
Yeah.
Like, overall.
And
everywhere.
The Raptors get a young Montrezl Harrell, who's, 28, coming off Sixth Man of the Year award.
They're going to think he's really good until they get him. Yeah. It's going to be very unfortunate.
News is slow in Canada.
Very, very unfortunate.
I could see that as a possibility.
Could you see, could you honestly imagine Kyle Lowry and Montrezl Harrell on the same team? That does not sound good.
Montrezl Harrell's going to bite his head off.
That just sounds like fights. Fights after fights.
Could you see Kyle Lowry getting traded?
I don't know.
They would go all in on Pascal? I think Kyle Lowry at this point is just so much a part of the culture of the Raptors.
I think that Kyle Lowry is just, I don't think I can see him getting traded, I couldn't see him being the main star on the team.
Yeah, he never has been.
I can't see that. Some people would argue this year he is. Miss off Pascal, but then Pascal played terrible in the playoffs.
The Raptors are a confusing team because they're just so well coached, and then I never know even what to expect anymore.
Yeah, because it's the Raptors on paper, their team is
not good.
It's mid. Their team is very, very, very average from the looks of it. But then they go out and they get a 50-something win season, 60-something win season, because they have Nick Nurse, who's an amazing coach. Very confusing. Don't really understand. I just know Nick Nurse is a great coach. That's what I get from it. Every single time I see the Raptors play, that's what I get from it.
Yeah, he really is.
Like, those, it's not like the Raptors are built as a defensive team, but yet their defense is amazing. I don't go out here and say, yo, Kyle Lowry, all defensive team.
Goat.
Like, no, like, you know, I don't even acknowledge Kyle Lowry for his defense.
I don't even acknowledge Kyle Lowry.
I was going to say, the only time I really acknowledge Kyle Lowry for when he chokes in the playoffs a lot.
I'll acknowledge Kyle Lowry when I have to make my top 10 point guards list, and then I say, everybody's going to get mad at me if I don't put Kyle Lowry on here.
I'm pretty sure you did say that, but... Like, I don't know if you guys remember, we did our top 10 point guard shooting our small forward, power forward, center a while back.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he said that. Yeah. And also,
I put Kyle Lowry at 10 because I was like, if I have him any lower than 10, people are going to get mad.
I remember because I put Devin Booker as like the third best shooting guard in the NBA. And I still stand to that today.
Yeah. I mean, it's fair.
Could be second, honestly. Nah, I'm kidding. Third. I'll say third. Paul George is a shooting guard.
I wouldn't even put him top 10.
You're lying to yourself.
10 point guards better than Devin Booker.
10 shooting guards.
Yeah, shooting guards. Klay Thompson. Okay. Bradley Beal.
No. All right.
Devin Booker, all he's good at is scoring. All Bradley Beal's good at is scoring. And Bradley Beal gets more points per game.
But he plays on the Wizards. But then again... The Wizards are worse than the Suns.
Yeah, he plays on the Wizards.
But if you flip them, Devin Booker's averaging more.
Victor Oladipo.
No.
CJ McCollum.
No.
James Harden.
Okay.
I can't even name 10 shooting guards.
There's no way Devin Booker is not a top 10 shooting guard.
Caris LeVert.
That list that we went off of a long time ago had him ranked at 6th.
Paul George.
Paul George, okay.
Who else even is there?
Look, I'll tell you right now.
Jaylen Brown.
I'll tell you right now. Listen, here's how it goes. One, Paul George, obviously. No, I'm just kidding. One, James Harden. Two.
Paul George.
Okay.
Three, Klay Thompson.
Okay, two, Paul George. Three, Klay. Fourth, Devin Booker. Fifth, Bradley Beal. Then six.
You're putting both of them over VO?
Over VO.
Oladipo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'll put Victor Oladipo at... What, am I at 6 now?
Yeah.
So, Victor Oladipo at 6. Because Bradley Beal at 5th. Devin Booker at 4th.
Jaylen Brown at 7.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown at 7th. Caris LeVert?
I don't even
maybe.
Know.
Maybe? No. DeRozan?
Yeah, DeRozan's probably up there.
DeRozan at 8? I feel like Caris LeVert is probably... No, he's not. You don't think he's 9th? You don't think he's top 10?
I don't even know.
Two shooting guards.
Shooting guards is such an empty position.
It is.
There is not a lot of good shooting
guards. Another shooting guard. I'm trying to think. Zach LaVine.
Is Zach LaVine top 10?
Yeah. Shooting guards? We can't even think of anyone. There's no way Zach LaVine is not a top 10 shooting guard.
Shooting guards is so empty.
9. We'll say 9 is Zach LaVine. No. 8, Zach LaVine. 9, DeRozan. 10.
Is Buddy Hield up there?
You can put him at 10.
Yeah, we could.
All right, there's 10. There you go.
CJ McCollum, we didn't mention.
Oh, we didn't mention CJ McCollum.
I put CJ over Zach LaVine.
Yeah, I will too.
Zach LaVine hasn't showed any success.
So here's so Zach LaVine, what? So we'll put...
The point is that Devin Booker's not top 3.
Here's CJ McCollum is 7th, then
Zach LaVine 8th.
Zach LaVine 8th, then...
Buddy Hield 9.
No. Wait. DeRozan 9? Yeah, I'm missing one player. I was going to put DeRozan at 10.
DeRozan at 9, and then Buddy Hield at 10?
We can do that. I thought I had another thing. I'm missing another player, but we can do that, yeah?
Yeah. Impromptu top 10 shooting guard
list. That was probably atrocious because I didn't have anything next to me. I just thought of...
I still think Klay Thompson's better than Paul George.
You just put him at second? You put him at third.
Gavin. You want to take us out of here?
I love Paul George. He's going to be second. All right. Well, that's all. That was a really good show. I really liked talking about all that stuff, Brayden. I'm assuming you did too.
Yeah.
That was a really good show.
Check back next week at noon to see if we're on. If we're not, then cry for us.
Yeah. If we're not back on around like 12:10, it would be the very, very, very latest next Thursday. If we're not on by then, shed some tears for us. We'll be shedding tears. you guys can do it with us. It'd be very, very, very unfortunate. Hopefully we do come back.
Yeah.
But thank you, Brian, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Maybe for, you know, the last time for a while. Very sad.
Yeah.
But make sure you guys tune in Brayden's show right after this.
Thank you for the shout out.
No problem. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. We might see you guys next Thursday, and peace.